4. Never adjusting well to nice, clean, white normality, assembly line morality, clocking in day after day, doing whatever it takes, however demeaning, however out of sync with quality time, to keep the paychecks coming. Bust ass our whole lives, but never get ahead. Then, if we're lucky, a timepiece of all things, a handshake and a few years off for good behavior before we cash out. Never willing to identify with occupation or preoccupation. Never willing to be white-collar coolies, expending ourselves in frigid cubicles, processing endless streams of wasted trees, facing our own planned obsolescence, programmed into the cult of the future tense, meant to compensate for the disappointment being hardwired for instant gratification under such circumstances is bound to produce. Never very good at faking it, in bed or anywhere else, wanting to touch and be touched to the quick now and now, but never able to hold a job or lover long enough, never time enough to think it through, get it down, notes scribbled in traffic, phrases recollected at quarter rest stops in between, trying to make ends meet without too much friction, free fall, blowback, or slip up. A line here and there while loved ones sleep. Moments stolen to try to catch in words without the self-delusions, id and will, the falsities ego and reason are prone to. The prize always, almost, just out of reach. Rushes of insight, sensation, meaning, and feeling, flashes of preternatural clarity, blue ice rumbling down glacial slopes, intricacies of insect wings in moonlight, intimations of continuity, luminous patterns in the DNA, traced like breadcrumbs to the last sign of that mind before the one that comes back, remembering itself as it might have been, as if we could let go without losing it. So what we get more often than not is pretty episodic, homiletic, or worse, merely arch when wit was what we intended, lyrical if we're unusually lucky, epic only by leaps of imagination.